Blog Talk Radio.
Stay tuned. Deliverance is next. Parental discretion is advised. Live worldwide. Deliverance with your host, Jay Bartlett. For the next half hour, Jay will be exploring the unknown, the strange, the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
Ministry has been filled with intense work and praying for the sick and preaching the gospel and driving out evil spirits. We have been traveling to various cities throughout North America. In a most recent mission to Grand Rapids, Michigan, we experienced something that we've been experiencing for years now. That most recent mission was marked with intense battles with the powers of darkness. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, the Apostle Paul tells us in Ephesians 6. I understand that fully. I understand our battle is not against flesh and blood. Our struggle, our war, is with the powers of darkness. I understand that, my friends. Those powers, though, at times enter human beings. And those human beings are used by these spirits to attack the people of God, to attack the righteous. And in that meeting in Grand Rapids, Michigan, just a few weeks ago, we encountered a concerted attack by a group of lesbians that sought to destroy the meeting. I'm being hunted down, my friends, by the powers of darkness. I'm being hunted down by Satan. I'm being hunted down by the unrighteous. The scripture's clear. The unrighteous, the evil, the wicked plot, conspire against the righteous. Are you being hunted down? Are you being hunted down by the enemy? What are some practical ways you can escape their grip? What are the practical ways to escape their conspiracies? For they are looking for you, my friends. If you are involved in the kingdom of God, if you are an effective disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, then you're being hunted down by Satan. So tonight, we're going to discuss how you can escape when you're being hunted down by the devil on tonight's edition of Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett, and I'll be here for the next half hour exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance.
Have you ever considered that much of the New Testament was written by persecuted Christians, to persecuted Christians? Paul wrote from jail to encourage the church at Ephesus. Peter wrote to Christians driven from Jerusalem and scattered across Asia Minor. What should the response be from Christians in the West today who can barely imagine suffering for our faith? We should study the lives of martyrs throughout history and around the world today. We should pray in brokenness for our pride and in gratitude for our freedom. And we should read the New Testament with fresh eyes and a humble spirit. To learn how you can pray for Christians facing persecution in restricted nations, call 875-VOICE. Dial 875-VOICE to pray for and encourage members of our spiritual family. That's 875-VOICE. The Voice of the Martyrs is a Christian nonprofit organization.
Or even being a believer in a
Iraq is costly. Reports received by the Voice of the Martyrs show that in recent weeks, attacks by Muslim extremists against believers have reached alarming levels. A Syrian international news agency and cable news network reported that on November 22nd, three believers were killed in Mosul. Despite increased attacks, believers remain courageous and steadfast in their faith.
Assailants entered a shop owned by two Christian brothers, Sadhana and Wadhana, and shot them. Wad was killed instantly, and Sad succumbed to his injuries a few hours later. In an unrelated incident, later in the day, police found an elderly Christian woman strangled in her Mosul home.
Ask God to comfort those mourning the loss of these believers. Ask God to bring His peace to Iraq. To learn what it means to serve God in Iraq and many other restricted countries, subscribe to the Voice of the Martyrs free monthly newsletter at 875-VOICE. That's 875-VOICE. Call 875-VOICE. The Voice of the Martyrs is a Christian nonprofit organization.
Against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. The enemies of the cross, evil individuals inhabited by evil spirits, hunt down, plot, seek the destruction of the righteous. Are you being hunted down by the devil? Are you being hunted down by Satan? You know, last night, I was reminded, as I look back over 25 years of ministry throughout the world on six continents, how frequent these kinds of attacks are. I'm speaking of hundreds, perhaps thousands, of attacks in various kinds of forms. Death threats, actual assassination attempts, the poisoning of the mind of people to slander, to undermine, to spread rumors in an attempt to destroy. I've been expelled from major denominations because of my stand for Jesus Christ. I've had every kind of object you can imagine, hammers, chairs, tables, you get the point, thrown at me in an attempt to injure me. My wife has been physically assaulted by a demon-possessed man. My children have been threatened. I have been stabbed, cut, strangled, spit upon, kicked, shoved, punched, put in prison. I know what I'm speaking of when I'm speaking about the reality of believers being hunted down by the enemy. They're seeking to destroy the enemy, is to hinder, to distort, to promote disinformation, misinformation, fabrications, just outright lies against the righteous. I've seen this over and over and over again. And last night, while I pondered this reality, I also realized the promises of God that have sustained me in 25 years of ministry around the world. And these promises will sustain you, my friends. But the fact is, we need to be on guard. Jesus teaches us to be on guard, to be prudent, to be wise, to be discerning. But as Jesus taught, pray for those who mistreat you. Bless those who curse you. Always have an attitude of love. Do everything in love, the Apostle Paul teaches in 1 Corinthians 16. Do everything in love. When I was in Grand Rapids, Michigan, in a recent meeting, we conducted a deliverance service in a small conference hall where many, many people showed up, more than I expected. In fact, we had to move to a larger hall as our smaller meeting room was completely filled. I mean, extra chairs had to be brought in to accommodate. I mean, it just never ceases to amaze me to hear families and individuals drive in from all over the nation to attend our public gatherings. And that night in Grand Rapids, there was even a dear lady that drove more than 10 hours to be present. Just think about that for a moment. 10 hours. 10 hours. It truly humbles me. But on the onset of the meeting, I could feel the satanic opposition. I was being hunted down by the devil. The enemy did not want precious souls to find freedom and healing. I began to teach, as I usually do in our meetings, and equip the saints. And then suddenly, four ladies, as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, four lesbians, enter the meeting hall and sat at the very back. Immediately, I sensed that these four ladies were sent to infiltrate and to hinder. They were. Now, did they come as an act of their own free will? Were they just merely puppets? Were they part of a larger plan, master plan of the enemy? I don't know. Perhaps they listen to these broadcasts. Perhaps they receive my newsletters. Perhaps they've seen me on YouTube or on television or on another radio program, and they thought it would be funny to try to disrupt. I don't know. I don't know if it was something more nefarious than that. More diabolical, where an organized group perhaps sent them out. I do know this. They were there to infiltrate and to hinder. And as I was teaching from the Holy Scriptures, a few of the ladies, perhaps in their 40s, started laughing. A spirit of mockery within these ladies surfaced and mocked. I asked one of the ladies why she was even at the meeting. I mean, it was obvious that I don't recall them carrying a Bible or a notebook to take notes. I believe they were there to disrupt, to infiltrate. They were sent by the enemy to hinder, to obstruct. And then a spirit of mockery surfaced. And I asked, why are you even at this meeting? And she replied, I'm wanting to check things out. One wonders what exactly they were checking out. As I tried to continue to teach, the ladies continued to laugh and mock among themselves. This was a form of spiritual obstruction. The enemy were using these ladies to interfere, to disrupt. Now, were they aware of being used in such a manner? Were they formally sent to disrupt and to report our ministry activities to someone? Who knows? However, I know this. The spirits of mockery were using these ladies who were, as I mentioned a few times already, they were clothed in the spirit of lesbianism. And which just wasn't my thinking on this idea. Believers that were in the meeting confirmed they were clothed in the spirit of lesbianism to hinder, to attack the ministry. Now, I was already physically tired, and now I was facing a spiritual assault. It was interesting, while this obstruction was occurring, precious saints were manifesting evil spirits. Believers after the meeting even revealed to me that they felt the demons from these four ladies attacking them. And as I continued to teach, as I continued to minister, they continued to laugh. They continued to pass notes. They continued to mock. The spirits were there, using them to check things out. Though the enemies of the cross was present, the power of the Lord Jesus Christ was tangibly present and restrained these demonized lesbians. In fact, within an hour, perhaps 30 minutes, these ladies quickly exited the meeting, frustrated. No doubt, they were frustrated. They could not stop the meeting from taking place. Now, during our public ministry session, a number of the precious souls that manifested evil spirits were needing great help. There was bodies that were being twisted, and the demons fought us. No doubt the demons were probably emboldened because of the direct opposition of the enemy in the form of these ladies. But we fought back in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the power of the blood of Jesus. And I'm here to tell you, Jesus prevailed. You shouldn't be surprised. Yes, we read in Scripture, for example, in Psalm 37, the wicked plot against the righteous and they gnash their teeth at them. But the Lord, hey, look with me, verse 16 or 13. The Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and the needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that the righteous have than the wealthy of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken. The Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord will uphold you, my friend. And I'm a living testimony. I'm a trophy of God's grace, of God's goodness, of God's power. He will sustain you. He will uphold you. There's much more I want to talk about in relation to this reality of being hunted down, being persecuted by Satan, his demons, and his evil workers. I'll be right back after this brief intermission.
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with news about some more real-life Jesus freaks from the Voice of the Martyrs.
Christians in Iraq continue to face deadly violence in what appears to be strategically planned attacks. On November 11, suspected Islamic extremists detonated 11 bombs in Christian suburbs across Baghdad, targeting shops and homes. At least 5 Christians were killed and 33 injured. 4 days later, car bombs killed one person and injured 7. Will you pray for Iraqi believers and pray that God's plan for all people to know the truth and be saved moves forward despite the destructive plans of Islamic extremists? For the latest, go online to persecution.com.
Preaching the gospel in Iran results in a death sentence. The Voice of the Martyrs contacts reported that the Assize Court of the province of Gilan, Iran, officially charged Pastor Youssef Nardarkhani with apostasy. The court said the pastor is an apostate because he believes in Jesus and has shared his faith with others.
The court files say Pastor Youssef has denied the prophethood of the great prophet of Islam and the rule of the sacred religion of Islam. He's proven his apostasy by organizing evangelistic meetings and inviting others to Christianity, establishing a house church, baptizing people, along with expressing his faith to others, and denying Islamic values.
Let the Voice of the Martyrs bring you testimonies of today's heroes of the faith. Subscribe to VOM's free monthly newsletter at 875-VOICE. That's 875-VOICE. Call 875-VOICE. The Voice of the Martyrs, the Christian nonprofit organization.
But Jesus prevailed. In this meeting, there was a lady that we ministered to that was involved in a form of prostitution. She stripped in nightclubs when she was much younger. And she was involved in all kinds of things that just bound her up. And there were strange spirits that surfaced that horribly twisted her arms and torso. But it was in Jesus' name we commanded many demons out of her body, and they departed. We also ministered to her broken heart and a little part of her broken heart surface that was healed. There was another lady that was present who had generational ties to Nazism, surfaced serpentine spirits as a result of her participation in the occult, the New Age movement, false religions and shamanism and spiritualism and other forms of witchcraft. This precious lady, who was perhaps in her mid-50s, had a long list of occult activities that she admitted that she was involved in at one point, ranging from New Age teachings to yoga, to involvement to the Christian Science cult, to witchcraft. But it was beautiful to see this woman renounce these practices and embrace the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Now, she had quite a list, perhaps 30 different forms of the occult, but she readily renounced all of them. Jesus freed her from many occult spirits on this night. And there was another lady there that was a satanic ceremonial trauma victim that was freed from many demonic powers, as was a woman in her mid-30s who had a Masonic secret society background. When we led everyone in the meeting hall to remove the noose and hood from their bodies, she immediately felt a dramatic spiritual release, as did another woman. She immediately testified to being able to breathe better and to move her neck more easily. These spiritual nooses and hoods are causing respiratory problems, allergies, sleeping disorders, claustrophobia, and a host of other difficulties in millions. But we have the power of Jesus Christ to rescue those afflicted souls. So for nearly 6 hours, while in the meeting hall, we ministered to those afflicted to evil spirits. We could have easily gone another 10 hours assisting those with evil spirits, but Jesus prevailed, my friends. Jesus wins. Yes, the enemy tried to obstruct. Yes, the enemy tried to hinder. But demons were put to flight in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm here to tell you, yes, the enemy will attack you, but continue to persevere. Continue to press on. Because we will get the victory, just like on this night in Grand Rapids. I could have been discouraged. I could have been flustered by the obvious attack. But I wasn't. I just pressed on, knowing the promises of God. As God promises in Psalm 37, it's a promise for you and I that the power of the wicked will be broken. If you look at verse 32. It tells us the wicked lie in wait for the righteous. Yes, you're being hunted down, my friend. You're being hunted down by spiritual forces. You may say that's hogwash. That's crazy thinking. That's crazy talk. The scripture tells us very clearly, Psalm 37, verse 32, the wicked lie in wait for the righteous, intend on putting them to death. They want to kill you. But the Lord will not leave them in the power of the wicked, or let them be condemned while brought to trial. Hope in the Lord and keep his way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are destroyed, you will see it. And just go down a few verses in verse 39. The salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in me. You need to take refuge in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he promises to protect you. He's protected me. And on this broadcast, that's the reality. That's the truth I wanted to convey to you, my friend. That Jesus Christ, his blood, will cover you. You need to go to the living God. Perhaps you've never been born again. You've been listening to this broadcast and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. This is the beginning. This is the beginning of a new chapter in your life. You can have your sins cleansed. You can have a new life. You can be protected. You can be provided for. Not by the wicked, by the world, but by our great God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And the scripture says so very clearly, if we confess with our mouth Jesus is Lord, believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Just say, Lord Jesus, save me. Cleanse me. Make me into a new person. I find refuge and protection and safety in you. Thank you, Jesus, for cleansing me with your blood. I believe in the power of your resurrection, and I declare that you, Jesus, is Lord. Now, if you just made that declaration right now within your heart, perhaps you confessed it out loud. Now, I would encourage you to say, Jesus is Lord, out loud. Just say it with me. Jesus is Lord. You have been born again. You have been made new. And I would encourage you to email me at jay@jaybartlett.org. jay@jaybartlett.org. Let me know so I could send you a free New Testament so you could be encouraged, inspired, strengthened by God's holy word. My friends, the salvation of the righteous comes from the Lord. He is their stronghold in the time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. The Lord helps when you go to him, though. You must go to him. You must, for he is your stronghold in the time of trouble. Don't turn to any other alternative means. For if you do, you will not find the promises. You will not be able to find or claim the promises that are for you. You must go to the Lord. And then you can claim the promises of Psalm 37, that the Lord will help you. He will deliver you. He will deliver you from the wicked, and he will save you. He will rescue you. You must go to the living God. Call upon his holy name. Worship him, and you'll find safety. Yes, we're being hunted down by the devil. But we could find refuge, safety in the Lord Jesus Christ. I bless you, my friends, in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Preaching the gospel or even being a believer in Iraq is costly. Reports received by the Voice of the Martyrs show that in recent weeks, attacks by Muslim extremists against believers have reached alarming levels. A Syrian international news agency and cable news network reported that on November 22nd, three believers were killed in Mosul. Despite increased attacks, believers remain courageous and steadfast in their faith.
Assailants entered a shop owned by two Christian brothers, Sadhana and Wadhana, and shot them. Wad was killed instantly, and Sad succumbed to his injuries a few hours later. In an unrelated incident, later in the day, police found an elderly Christian woman strangled in her Mosul home.
Ask God to comfort those mourning the loss of these believers. Ask God to bring his peace to Iraq. To learn what it means to serve God in Iraq and many other restricted countries, subscribe to the Voice of the Martyrs free monthly newsletter at 875-VOICE. That's 875-VOICE. Call 875-VOICE. The Voice of the Martyrs is a Christian nonprofit organization.
Jason has lost everything. He used to bind me. because of you.